words that Frederick Buechner wrote, in which he said about Easter, Christ rose. If that is true, nothing more is left to say. If that is not true, nothing more is left to say. Of course, being a preacher, there's always more to say. But not too much. Let me just suggest this. I don't often say this about Scripture, but Mark is wrong. Now, what we read this morning is the end of Mark's gospel. And it ends, as Bob read for us, with these words. The women who've been to the tomb were so afraid that they did not tell anyone. Now, there is dispute about the ending of Mark's gospel. There are four different endings in existence. This one thought to be the earliest, but there have been other attempts to add to what Mark says. But if what Mark says is true, the women were so afraid they didn't tell anyone, we wouldn't be here today. As I like to remind you every Easter, if anyone ever tries to tell you that women should not preach, or should not preach to men, I would suggest being tactful in your response and just direct them to the Easter story, which every gospel is clear was to the women that Jesus first appeared, was to the women that the Easter story was given, and it was the women who were first given the task of sharing that good news. Now, Mark alone of the gospel says they were too afraid to do it, but that cannot be true because we are here. How else would we know the good news if it had not been experienced and told? They were witnesses. This is what Peter is telling the crowd in Acts. We were witnesses to these things, and now our task is to preach it and testify to it and live it. That's the story of Easter. That's what brings us all here today, on a Sunday when you might have wanted to sleep in, or go out for breakfast, or even if you're really tough, go out and play golf. But you're here. Something brought you here. Whether you entirely understand what it is or not, I would suggest that's Easter. Easter has a meaning for us. The fact that Christ is alive, that tomb is empty, makes a difference. And that's the whole point of this, where just a few days ago, everything looked dark and hopeless, as life sometimes can, when it looked like there was no way out, for that brief moment when the powers of darkness and evil were given that chance to think they had prevailed. That was the very moment when the victory was won. The tomb is empty. Christ is alive. No matter how dark things may look, no matter how bad the news may be each morning, there is hope. There is life. There is love. There is joy. There is even peace. No matter what all the rest of the media may tell us. Somehow in your life you have experienced that it's never without hope. You've experienced, I suspect, a moment when you thought everything was lost. There was no way you were going to get through the next moment, the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. And yet, here you are. Probably through nothing that you did, but you made it through. That's the promise of Easter. Despite ourselves, there is always hope and light and life, even when things look hopeless and dark and dead. That's Easter. That's what we are witnesses to. The tomb is empty. And that is not just a historic fact. It is more importantly a present reality. In each of our lives this day, if Easter were just a historic moment that we were celebrating, we still probably wouldn't all be here. But it is a reality in each of our lives. There is light, there is hope, there is an empty tomb, and there is life where we thought there was no life. This is not a day for theology. You may not understand the how and the why. How did Jesus come back to life? I have no idea. That's well above my pay grade. But we don't have to understand the specific details of how or even why. Well, the substitutionary atonement theory is one. There's also that. No, leave that for tomorrow. What's important today is not the how or even the why, but the who. By God and for you. That's the message of Easter. Hope and light and life and even salvation, despite the darkness and the death, and despite even ourselves and our best efforts to run away from all that. God won't let us. Christ is alive. Here, today, in each of our lives. We are witnesses to that. And that makes all the difference.